Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. You call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot. What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's going on? In the building. That's excited right. About Disney on Ice tonight. If you are in the Charlotte area, make it to the Spectrum Arena. Check out some Disney on Ice. It's my first time going, and I got a kid I can take too, so I have a reason to go and not feel ashamed about being an adult trying to go enjoy Disney on Ice.
Well, good, man. You don't have fun with that. Then we, of course, we have Mr. Jeffrey of Roar 3 is on the show today.
That's right. Glad to be here, gentlemen. Hey, man, don't feel bad about that. I went last year, and my kid's only like 2. He didn't even know what was going on. I just enjoyed myself.
I still go. I don't have a kid.
That's weird.
Is there something wrong with that? Is it weird?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, you might get some shady looks from the parents out there.
It's not like me and little Steven go up in his white van or anything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's better.
See, that sounds really creepy.
That would be shady. But no. No. Anyway, you don't have fun, man. It'd be a great time. Speaking of having fun, Panther fans aren't having fun this week. The Panthers, you know, we'll talk about local sports first, and then segment 2, we got early NFL games. Then segment 3, we got late NFL games. Segment 4, that's where we'll talk about some Major League Baseball because we're coming to the playoffs. Yes, we do talk about baseball on this show. And
when it matters,
two words for you and Bob Wiatch. It matters all the time. The Dodgers are.
We do the same thing with hockey, man. You don't talk about hockey none during the regular season. Maybe get an all-star mention, and then when the Stanley Cup Finals start, we don't even talk about the playoffs during hockey season.
We do. We do the bracket. You remember?
Oh yeah,
we keep winning.
Just kind of throwing darts at.
But we keep winning.
Beating hockey
but we keep
experts.
Winning. Yeah. Who know hockey? By the way, they're going to start their little show back up, so I can't wait to see.
Offer me $100, and I could not tell you who won the Stanley Cup last year. Not a clue.
Really?
Does anyone in this room remember?
Nope.
Don't look it up.
Don't Google it.
I'm not Googling. I'm trying to just do it off the top of my head.
Wait a minute. I remember this.
It wasn't the
Penguins?
Nope.
They were in it.
It was the Sharks.
It was the Penguins.
The Penguins beat the Sharks.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
Good guess. It was Pittsburgh beat San Jose last year because San Jose, they felt like San Jose had a chance, but the Pittsburgh's Penguins.
I watched one period in
bar. You know who's killing us right now listening to the show?
Who was that?
The real Scott Ely. It's like, I know this answer.
Like, chime me in. My buzzer isn't working, Mr. Trebek.
I got nothing.
Good call, see?
Yeah. See, I know what I'm talking about a little bit.
It wasn't the Blackhawks weren't 2015.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't the Blackhawks. And I knew it wasn't.
It was the Pittsburgh Penguins.
No, it was.
I remember now. I remember it
because
vividly.
Because it was San Jose and Pittsburgh. Because we debated if we wanted to go with Pittsburgh because we went with
Sid Kidd.
We went with Detroit, didn't we?
Yeah.
The Red Wings.
You want to go with the Red Wings.
I wanted to go with the Red Wings. don't take my hockey picks.
We won. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into stuff we really know. Football. Week three, you know, we talked about rule of three a little bit. Panthers lost to the Vikings 22-10. Anything else you want to add?
No. Nope. Move on.
Time to move on. Right. Chalk it up, man.
All right. Some other Panther news. They signed Michael Griffin as a free agent, 9-year vet that was with Tennessee.
Recently waived by Tennessee.
But he was also with the Vikings at one point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where he was the best.
He was a Pro Bowl safety. I mean, if he could come in, bring a little experience, help out our young secondary and situational football, then, yeah, it's a good move. It's a good move.
I like it.
Okay. Any other Panther news you want to talk about?
Mike Tober had a beef.
Do you want to save that for dummies?
No, that's not a dummy. I mean, it's all right, funny. All right, go ahead. I mean, Mike Tober had a beef with Motion Lab Automotive, I guess. This says Motion Lab. Anyway.
Motion Lab Auto Tuning.
Auto Tuning. Thank you.
What is Motion Lab Auto Tuning, first of all?
I believe it's like a tune-up place. It does stuff to your engines, makes it. I don't know. I'm not a car guy. But,
not a super car guy like that either. I'm sorry.
I'm not either.
But,
if we're
thinking auto-tuning, I'm thinking maybe tune up, maybe give you nitrous work.
Soup up your car. Yeah.
When you see those little cars pull up beside you, you can hear them going. I think he was looking for that. Anyway, he said he dropped off his car about 2.5 months ago. He claims, Mike Tober claims, the Motion Lab promised him 10 days they would have his car souped up. Anyway, 2.5 months pass. He goes in. The car still isn't ready. They quoted him a higher price. So Mike Tober pays the price, $3,900 fee in coins. The owner of Motion Lab, his rebuttal is, well, it was pretty dumb because all the coins were packaged up for me and counted and easy to identify. So I'm going to just redeposit it back in my checking account. He said Mike Tober then, when he first walked in, tried to play him and say, hey, you should do it for me for free because I'm Mike Tolbert. And then when that didn't work out, he didn't accept a check from Mike Tober. He told him he wanted cash, and this is where the beef really came from. He said his friend tried to threaten him. It's a lot of stuff going on, man. Are you going to go use Motion Lab auto-tuning?
Well, I will tell you. It is a performance shop, basically. So, all right, I get it now. What kind of car was it? Does it say?
Let me see.
No. I mean, it's not a big deal. Yeah. But, dude, they've got 4.5 stars out of 5. So, obviously, they're not that bad. Out of 78 reviews, everybody loves the place. So, obviously, it's not that bad of a place.
Well, unfortunately, Mike Tober did not have a good time there. So
I don't respect any athlete that goes in and say, hey, you should do it for free because I am so-and-so.
Well, that's hearsay. We don't know. That's speculation. He could just be trying to throw darts.
I don't know. If Dez Bryant went to a place and said, hey, you should do it because I'm Dez.
Jameis Winston walked into Publix and said, yo, give me those crab legs because I'm Jameis. I'm famous Jameis.
No.
I didn't go there. I did not go there.
We've established this. That, my friend, is called a hookup. It says, hey, you remember them tickets I got you that game? Hey, remember that hoodie and that swag I got you? I'm going to need them crab legs, dog.
And my butter.
But don't
he forgot the butter.
Don't it kind of, I mean, to me, don't it bother you a little bit? A guy walks in and says, hey, if he did say, hey, hook me up.
Nope.
Really?
Not at all.
He's Mike Tober. He's going to make enough money.
And?
What's he need a hookup for?
Hey, man, we work in the advertising business, my friend.
Yeah.
Mike Tolbert says, hey, these dudes down at blah, blah, blah auto tuning hooked my stuff up. You need to go down there. That's where I got my stuff from.
Right.
Money enough.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know if it's $3,900.
They could have worked out something, man, some kind of deal. I don't think it had to come to this.
More
dust and dark clouds over the city. Way to go.
I'm not the type of person that when I go in somewhere and they say 10 days and 2.5 months later they still have my car, I wouldn't be happy either.
I wouldn't either.
Even if it was going to be for free.
No, and we don't know the whole situation, so, you know.
Judge not, I guess.
Yeah, I got it. This week, the Panthers are playing at the Falcons. I want you guys to tell me who's your X factor for the game and then who's going to win.
You want to start, Jay?
Yeah, man. X factor for me is going to have to be Kelvin Benjamin.
Because you got him on your fantasy team?
Yeah, basically. But that, and it was a really big deal throughout practice this week that Kelvin didn't catch a pass. Cam's like, that's never going to happen again. They're going to try to give it to him. They're going to force feed it to him, which I'm okay with fantasy-wise. I'm actually going to go with the Panthers still. I think it's going to be a lot closer because Atlanta's offense is really good. And oddly enough, our secondary and our defense is not so hot this year so far. So I'm going to have to go. I'm still going to go with the Panthers. Got the MVP. I'm going to go Panthers.
Of course, the X factor is going to be the Panthers running game. And running game, that's Whitaker, Payne, Cam Newton, Mike Tolbert. The Panthers must run for over 150 yards. Get back to who you are.
It's hard to do that without Jonathan Stewart.
Well, somebody can run the ball. They can find ways to run the ball. We can't be back there trying to be one-dimensional, trying to be the Green Bay Packers or Peyton Manning and when he was throwing the football. That's not how we win games. We run the ball. We pass efficiently, make some deep throws down the field. There you go. Benjamin might get one good deep throw. And play rock-solid defense. The defense hasn't been lights out, but they haven't been pitiful. Look what they did to Minnesota last week. Minnesota did absolutely nothing in the first half. The second half, yeah, they got one touchdown. One touchdown.
And a punt return.
The punt return, that's special teams. That's not on our starting defense.
Still, that's still.
And the touchdown they scored, it just happened to be that Kyle Rudolph made a heck of a play over a defender that was guarding him. Well, it was just a great play by Kyle Rudolph.
Shaq Thompson didn't turn his head around either and look at the ball. He wasn't looking at it. When you're a defender in that area, you got to turn your head around. They tell you, turn your head around and be ready.
I mean, but the defense.
When you're in the end zone, you have to pay attention.
I feel like
to
that. The defense hasn't been the problem. Week one loss at Denver, they forced three turnovers.
But you got to remember that game.
The defense has not been a problem.
The offense has been the problem because they need to put points, right, for that defense.
And we need
that
to run the ball to keep the defense
17-7,
fresh.
17-7 against Denver, and there was three turnovers created. They should have scored 24, 30 points. We already talked about that.
That's against Denver's defense, though.
They should. You have to make adjustments, okay, in this game. The NFL, you have to make adjustments.
Well,
they did not make.
There's no point in making adjustments when you're winning.
No, when the other team's making adjustments and it's not working in the second half, you need to make adjustments in the second half. Now you can say what you want, but they on offense, they did not make any adjustments in that second half against Denver when they started coming back. Then you play Minnesota. You make no adjustments in the second half of the game on offense.
I think
None.
We just abandoned the run game. We got to stick with the run game. Remember who we are. Run the ball. Play lights out defense. We will beat Atlanta this weekend 27-23 because it's a divisional game. It's going to be tough.
On the road.
But I think we figure it out. We come in hungry with a sense of urgency this week.
You have to run the ball. Run it to the outside. The key to this offense is not straight up the middle. We got to get Artis Payne around the outside. Fozzie Whitaker to the outside. That's our running game that we need to get to. We off tackles. We can't keep running off the guard and center because that's where we're getting stuffed. We're on 1st and 10, we're doing it, and then it's 2nd and 9. Then we get a penalty to 2nd and 15. Then he throws a long pass to try to get a touchdown, and he's over the head.
Let's cut right to the short.
Let's get 1st down. Let's call some plays over the middle. Let's have guys do stuff.
Let's cut right to the chase. The reason we've lost these games is the offensive line.
No.
Yes.
Cam Newton is the reason we've lost these games. How is it
Cam Newton's
fault?
Because
Cam Newton's holding the ball way too long against these defenses.
Not really.
Watch the game.
I am.
I'm watching them. I'm there too. But you watch it. He's not going 1, 2, 3, throw it. He's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's because
7.
At 2, there's somebody coming in and he's got to adjust.
Get rid of it. But
he's
got
to move.
To get rid of it then.
But he's never going to do that. He's going to throw
it. It's been a combination
outside.
Of both.
It is the offense
line. It's been a combination
of both. But Cam Newton deserves some of this heat. All right.
I mean, you he's thrown a lot of interceptions.
But no, he's been careless of the ball. Like I told you last week, against Minnesota, you got Kelvin Benjamin one-on-one, and you go to the opposite side. And he was wide open. You're not even looking at – he's not going through progressions. But they've got to put him in a better situation. You know, move him around. Don't leave him in the pocket to get killed. Now, luckily, you're playing Atlanta Falcons defense, so you should have plenty of time in the pocket. This week, you should.
I'm not worried. I'm still not worried. Like, people are panicking. I'm not worried. We're going to be all
right. I would worry a little bit because you're playing in Atlanta. Carolina does not play well in Atlanta.
No.
All right. 2 years ago, we did on the road. You know, it was that blowout. The last game of the season win the division.
Yeah, they're going to want to beat Atlanta, too, because they ended the undefeated.
It's the last time we'll be in the Georgia Dome unless, for some reason, we play them in the playoffs.
But you don't want to go.
Cam is not going
to
lose.
You do not want to go 1-3, right? You don't.
No.
That's the other thing. You don't want to go 1-3. You
Much
want to get
more
the
challenging
swagger.
Games ahead.
You want to get the swagger back before these challenging games come up. But to me, the X factor is Cam Newton, right? Get rid of the ball. Run the ball. Mike Shula is right there with me. Mike Shula's got to put him in the right situation. If the line's getting killed, throw some screens. Do different things. You can't just leave Cam in the pocket and get killed. And that's been the problem the first three games. So I'm going to go with Cam because Panthers are only as good as Cam is every game. So defensively, though – watch Sanu. If Sanu plays, he could be an X factor for the Falcons. I'll go with Carolina just because I think they're a lot better than Atlanta. Atlanta's defense is horrible. So I'm going to go with the Panthers and win this game. Probably 35-28. Week four, talk about – you got anything else for the Panthers and Falcons, you guys?
Nope. I'm good, man. All
right. Not worried whatsoever. I love the overconfidence.
Not worried.
We won in two.
I generally meant that I wasn't worried about the Panthers in general. I'm not worried. I mean, we lost two really, really good teams.
All right. Let's move on to the UNCC 49ers. I told you we want to talk about local teams. They lost to Temple at Temple last week, 48-20. Loss drops them to 1-C. 1-3.
1-C.
1-C.
1-3. How long will it be before UNC actually becomes competitive? I mean,
they will never.
You say never.
And I mean never. Right, be competitive.
Ever.
They aren't getting any scholarship players to come to UNC Charlotte. Come on now.
I mean, think about it. It is going to be a long, long road. You're talking about just recruiting in North Carolina. Look how many schools that they have to choose from. They're going to go to UNC first, ECU, Appalachian State, NC State.
You just say ECU.
ECU has had really good teams. You remember Shane Carden?
Who?
Shane Carden?
No.
You don't remember him?
No. I remember the Miami quarterback, the Dolphins quarterback, Garrett Garrard. I remember Jeff Blake at played Cincinnati.
Well, up Shane Carden. He was really, really good, really, really talented, along with his hefty, awesome wide receivers that he had for the past couple years here. They were really good. And then, anyways, besides that
they
point,
did beat NC State.
So, if I was a football player and I had to choose between UNC, Charlotte, or ECU, I'd choose ECU. I mean, they're not even – UNC, Charlotte's not even in a conference yet.
No, they're in a conference. They're in the not the Sun Belt. Which one is it? Conference USA.
Oh God, they're gonna get blown out.
They're
every
in there
year.
With Marshall, and I mean Marshall's competitive, man. Oh, well, they're 1-2 right now. Middle Tennessee State's been. I can't believe we're talking about this conference.
It's a real
Southern
conference.
Southern Miss is the
heads above the rest in that
conference. Yeah, absolutely.
Home of Brett Favre. And that's the only reason. If UNC Charlotte produces a legend to play in the league, then they might be able to get.
So you think it takes a legend?
It's
going
to have to take them to make a legend.
It's going to take a miracle season. They're going to have to win 7 games and get a bowl game.
Do you see them ever winning 7
games?
No. I say 10 years. No. Yeah, I say about 10, 15 years.
The school
maybe.
Is just happy to say they have a football program.
Oh, no. They're going to be lucky to win like 3 games the next 10 years.
Exactly.
You think?
All yeah. Right. It's going to be bad.
Maybe Damon Lewis will line up or something to help them out.
Yeah, he'd come out to play booth and go down there and play.
That would be funny.
That would probably be the only way. All right, well, this week they're at home to ODU. You think they beat ODU?
That might be a game they can win.
Maybe.
ODU is 1-0 in the conference, 2-2 overall.
No, they won't win.
Never mind. Well, ODU got boat raced by App.
Yeah.
So.
UNC Charlotte got smacked by Temple last weekend, didn't they?
Temple's not a
terrible team. Temple's a good team.
Temple's. Come on, they're not as good as App State.
No. Hey, that's the alma mater of Eric LeGrand.
Hey, Temple is in that, it's very competitive kidding. Athletic conference, that American Athletic Conference. I mean, you know, South Florida, UConn, Cincinnati. I mean, those are some competitive teams.
Are they?
Cincinnati's not bad. The Bearcats.
Are they?
Didn't they get waxed by Louisville?
They're somewhat competitive.
Hasn't everyone gotten waxed by Louisville?
Oh, yeah. I know a team in Florida got waxed by Louisville.
You dumb right. And you know what? I know a team in South Carolina is going to get waxed by Louisville.
All right. Well, there's our local college football segment for a second. Let's move into what Bobby's been waiting to talk about, some soccer.
Charlotte Independence finished out the season with a 1-1 draw to Louisville. They start their playoff push for the USL Cup this Saturday, October 1st, in Rochester, New York, against the Rochester Rhinos, who they just lost to September 17th, 1-0 here. So it's going to be a tough game. Hopefully they can pull it out. And maybe they can win a USL Cup. Anything can happen. I want to believe, even though the Red Bulls look like the best team in the league. Not. Let's go, Independence. Somebody needs to win something because the Hornets are not winning the championship ever. It doesn't look like. The Panthers, we struggling right now. We might not make it back to the Super Bowl.
The Knights were bad again.
Well, again.
No. They finished second in the division.
But they weren't 20 bad. Games under 500?
It was 13 games below 500. Not bad. But minor league baseball is tougher because they took all their good players and put them on the major league roster. And then it was even worse for the White Sox. So
the anyway. Charlotte Checkers, I don't know anything about the Charlotte Checkers, but I'm going to assume.
They're not bad.
They're not bad at all. They actually made the playoffs last year. They were a game out of the playoffs.
So they have a chance to maybe win
now,
something.
I will tell you, they have a great charity golf tournament. If you ever got to go, please go because it was a lot of fun.
Also, in terms of sporting events, that's the best sporting event to go to in Charlotte.
What?
At the Bojangles Coliseum.
No.
When they were in Time Warner Cable Arena.
No, I
love the Checkers.
I like the Checkers, but minor league baseball is my favorite in Charlotte.
It's too dang hot.
I like going to the Hornets games. Man.
Sit in the box, eat some good food. You got the AC, you're good.
Man, who got money like that? Not me.
Oh, go to the box.
I can get them $10 standing only sections right in front of the bar.
Dude, it's only like $20.
Like, would you let me in for free? I just want to buy a little food.
I promise you, leave. I will give you. You'll make your money in beer. Just let me.
I'll have my back turned to the game.
I don't even want
to
watch the game.
Right. You see all the free swag. All right, you know. Sometimes I get hooked up for that. So you know.
I got you.
It's good.
Can we just move to the Charlotte Hornets? NBA Media Day kicked off Monday.
Please say what you said earlier.
And the Hornets rolled out their new big three. The post-Al Jefferson era. Kemba Walker, Nicholas Batum,
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
MIA? What?
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. You're calling it a big three.
Yes. He was the number 2 overall draft pick behind Anthony Davis year he came out. The potential is there.
You know who also was number 2 draft pick? Sam Bowie. How'd that work out? Was that a big three? Nope. Guess who got picked behind Sam Bowie? Michael Jordan.
I'm going to just say this. Kwame Brown was taken number 1 at one point. What'd that do for
him? Oh, wait a minute. We had one recently. Mr. Canadian, Anthony Bennett. I mean, you know, pick number one, that didn't work out well, did it?
But see, those guys are out of the league. MKG is still in the league. MKG has shown he can be a player in this league if he can stay
healthy. How has he shown he could be a player?
He
is a top defender. They had a nice 9-10 game winning streak when he came back before he hurt the shoulder again.
He was scoring
16, 17 a game.
No, he wasn't averaging 16. He was averaging 12.
He was getting buckets.
He's not all about scoring.
No, but you know what? You got to score and rebound this league.
He's like a Swiss pocket knife for the Hornets.
And if you watch him, he was getting killed defensively. It wasn't like he was stopping people.
He was stopping people.
Who was he stopping?
He would always line up against the top.
Yes, and you know what I mean?
Points, on the other team.
It doesn't matter how good
LeBron James, he does pretty good.
Are you kidding me?
He shot Paul George down.
Y'all ain't going to let me finish?
No.
I'm going to. You know why? I'll cut you both off. Listen, he has not done well defensively, not just because he is not that great defensively. If you look, we haven't had anybody to block any shots. All they got to do is get by him, and they go right to the basket. We had nobody defensively to block shots. Nobody.
We're talking about just one-on-one defense.
Because he'll get burnt and go to the line, there's nobody there.
But now we have Roy Hibbert.
To do what?
Stand and clog the paint. That man doesn't have to block a shot. If he just stands there, you can't go over Roy Hibbert.
That's 9 feet.
Oh, my
right
God.
There.
Yes.
Look at that.
Okay. All right. Roy Hibbert is a good defender.
I'm going to bring
he
up.
He's not a good defender.
Here's the best part. Okay, look. MKG does one thing well when he's there. Last year, he takes the top defender.
He does not lock them down. Please don't say lock them
he,
down.
He does.
He makes
lock
it challenging.
He doesn't lock
he
them
defends
down.
Very well. The main part of that is that means Nicholas Batum now doesn't have to expend the energy to run around, and it opens up his offense much more.
Your savior
that you two are talking about, Mr. Hibbert, last year.
It's a new year.
Y'all stop defending the man. He ain't. Last year with the Lakers, okay, blocks per game, this 9-foot guy you talking about, 1.4 blocks a game. His lowest in his career.
He didn't play much.
He played 81 games. He played every game.
What was his minutes per game?
It doesn't matter. He does matter. 23 minutes a game.
That's not even two quarters.
Are you serious? You two are defending Roy Hibbert. Come on.
Who was the leading shot blocker in the league last year? DeAndre Jordan, maybe?
Yes, but he was like six.
He maybe gets three a game, man.
Not even.
1.4? Let's go back to Hibbert again.
I'm just saying Roy Hibbert is an athlete. Let's go back to Hibbert. Put your hands in the air.
The most games he's ever played is he's played 81 a couple times in a season now.
And he's terrible.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh my gosh. 4.9 rebounds a game last year. 4.9.
That's not great.
For a 7'2" guy. Are you serious?
Because they had Julius Randle out there gobbling up all the rebounds.
It doesn't matter. You're sitting here talking about how great this guy is defensively and everything else.
I'm just saying he can stand in the paint and be a deterrent.
Sometimes you're asked to do different things.
To do what? To guard the bench?
Andrew Bogut isn't a super huge shot blocker, but he can stand in the paint and be a deterrent.
At least he blocks. Roy Hibbert hasn't done anything since Indiana in 2012.
Well, this is the resurgence of Roy Hibbert. Mr. IT himself, Roy Hibbert. He's going to come back because he's not going to be asked to score. He's not the leader of the team.
He doesn't need to play.
He just needs to try to find his niche, which is being a deterrent, staying out of foul trouble.
Roy Hibbert ranked 25th in the league in blocks.
There you go, 25th. That's huge.
He's 7'2".
When you add in centers and power forwards and all the other players, he is 25th in the league. And he only played 23 minutes a game. Imagine if he played 40.
You're laughing talking about this.
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious.
This is so ridiculous.
We are defending you, Roy.
This is ridiculous.
Roy Hibbert, stand up.
Put your hands up. No. The only way the Hornets do anything is if Cody Zeller steps up as a defensive stopper this year. That will help MKG be better defensively. If we have nobody to block shots this year, we're in trouble. If we rely on Warren Hibbert, we're in trouble. I'm just saying. He shouldn't play more than 15 minutes a
but
game.
How many guys, honestly, in the league are known as a shot
blocker? I'm talking about, like he was saying, somebody to clog the middle up.
That's all, he's clogging we don't have to get blocks.
No. He's not going to be that. If Cody Zeller needs to be the guy that is the clogger in the middle. He is the guy that needs to do that, not Warren Hibbert.
We'll see.
Warren Hibbert should be in playing wherever he – go back to Georgetown.
I feel more optimistic than I did when the Hornets, you know, let all their key contributors to their playoff push last year essentially walk for nothing.
Who?
Lynn, Lee, Courtney, Jefferson.
You feel better than last year?
I said I feel more optimistic than I did when this initially happened. I think the Hornets are going to still be fighting for that seventh, eighth spot in the playoffs. They can.
Oh, no, they're not making the playoffs at all. If
we win more than 25 games, I'll be
surprised.
Come
on, there you go with 25 games again.
35.
No, I think 25 is the key.
You don't believe this is the season Kemba Walker is an all-star?
No, because you know why he's not going to be? Not until LeBron and the rest of the league retires. He's not going to beat out Kyle Lowry for an all-star spot. He ain't beating Kyrie Irving out for an all-star spot.
I'd rather
Please tell me who he's going to beat out than
Kyle Lowry.
No, I do. I would, too. I'm just saying, he ain't going to beat those guys out there.
You have a good point. The Eastern Conference, there's so many good guards that get more
He
votes.
Should have made the all-star game last year, and he didn't.
I mean, Dwayne Wade's going to get a spot, and he's not even going to play.
Right.
Hardly ever.
That's right. Jimmy Butler's going to get one. Paul George is forward.
That's a forward.
Yeah, but still. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of guys ahead of him.
I feel you.
That's getting in. Ben Simmons might get in this year.
No, they not.
Hey, who else is going to score for Philly? Gerald Henderson?
Well, he'll be
ben
the rookie.
Ben Simmons ain't going to score either.
If LeBron James doesn't get an invite to the All-Star game his rookie season, Ben Simmons damn sure ain't getting no invite to the All-Star game in his rookie season.
I'm just saying.
We like Ben Simmons, too, and think he might be a player, but.
I don't know. We'll see.
But talking about the Hornets real fast, they got to have a team just defensively. MKG could help, but he needs to be up to 16 points, 10 rebounds a game this year. He needs to be that third amigo like you were talking about earlier. You know, he needs to do that. But he's never done it.
I don't even think he really needs to do that. If Marvin Williams can play the way he did last year, I'm not worried about MKG scoring.
Marvin knocks down close to 200 threes. And
you talking about the guy that can't shoot anymore?
The Hornets will be competing for a 7th, 8th playoff spot.
Do you not remember the Miami Heat series where he was getting killed?
We were up 3 games to 2.
Do you not remember all of that series? The second half of the season, not only did Jeremy Lamb disappear.
Jeremy Lamb. He's going to have a resurgence.
No, I'm career. I've been rolling with you.
Don't be hating on Jeremy Lamb. He's going to get the minutes this year.
No, he's not.
And
no,
with
not.
The extra minutes, no, he's going to show why we gave him some money.
And don't forget, we lost a key piece, I think, off the bench last year in Troy Daniels. All right? Mm-hmm. He played big in the first half of the season, and then they let him walk.
We got Aaron Harrison for that. Aaron Harrison, if he's not in the Greensboro League.
You're just naming guys now. You're not
we
even
got,
being
these
real.
Are guys we have to depend on.
No.
This is the moves that we made. Jeremy Lamb.
If you got a big three, you shouldn't have to depend on anybody else.
Exactly.
They have to rest from time to time, don't
rest
they?
Who?
Batum can't play 48.
No.
MKG can't play 48.
He'll be lucky to play 48 games.
Batum, that's one thing. Batum's going to be injured. Then MKG's going to get injured. Batum needs to be up 20 points a game, point scorer.
I'm just happy NBA Media Day. The Hornets are back. We're less than 27 days from tip-off. Knicks, Cavaliers.
I won't care till after Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you won't care until the first Warriors and Cavs game.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, no one will care until then.
I'm pumped about opening night. Opening night's cool.
For what? We got two teams this year. That is it. Everybody else are playing second place.
I love the Clippers.
That's the one team I think can step up.
And
take
I
out
love
the
Thunder still.
I love Russell
I like
Westbrook.
OKC.
I think he has a chance to
I'll watch any game of Oklahoma City because I love watching Russell Westbrook play basketball.
But you said the team I think that could come out of the West this year.
Clippers.
The Clippers. All right. You got anything else?
Sigh, peace.
All right. Good day. You got anything? Good day.
Good day. All right.
And you can catch us everywhere.